Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia Dark Supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 268 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, so, how fucked up was your October?
Not as much as today.
Grease it, coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
Nobody is even going to believe. I'm Bay. I'm in East Tennessee.
And I'm Amy. I'm in fabulous Las Vegas.
It's amazing I haven't run for the hills, isn't it?
You are in the hills, Bay. You don't have much further to run. It's like the Tennessee River is right there if you want to drown your sorrows.
That's wrong, man. Suicide is wrong. We're not condoning that.
I'm not going to do that.
No.
It's like you look at everything, you go, damn.
Shit. What the hell, man? Okay, so this episode of Grits to Glitz has an explicit tag on it, and we're not very sorry.
Like the second word of the question.
Yeah. Oh. If you would like to contact us, we still don't have a phone number, but we do have email. So you can email us at JesusHChrist@gritstoglitz.com.
Yeah.
Or Amy@gritstoglitz.com or Bay at Grits to Glitz. That's GRITSTOGLITZ. .com.
Your brain is working. You're still operating, you know, normally.
What is normal?
That's a good question. Y'all, we've had some bad news. It's not great.
It's been quite a year. 2014 has been kind of a red letter year.
It's 1993 was my hellacious year.
Yeah. Yeah. And the year that we're like, yeah, that we could always compare everything to.
That for me, that was just a really bad one.
Yeah.
But 2014 has been really, really bad for you.
When people start asking me, how are you? I try not to tick off everything that has happened bad this year.
What?
I try really hard not to do that because they're like, how are you? And I volunteer at the radio station and they're like, hey, we haven't seen you since March. What's happened since then? And I'm like, the whole universe fell apart.
Well, yeah.
Really quickly, my oldest sister died, and a storm came along and blew things on our house and broke it. And
then, tree.
Yeah, an uninsured driver hit me and my son in a truck. And I feel like I'm missing stuff. And I got a really bad haircut. And okay, that's bad.
This was the happy birthday. I'm going to change my thought. Everything is going to change, and I'm going to do a sporty haircut.
Because I've had a bad year, and I need a change. Let's get a haircut. And it was the
right.
And people asked me, what was it really like? And I have a photograph on my phone that I will not send you.
No.
Don't ask. I will.
You sent it to me, and it was like, holy shit. What? No, but they
people
didn't
ask
do
me
that
how bad
me.
Was that? And I say it was like George Jones got drunk and cut his own hair with dull scissors. And Amy has photographic evidence that this is exactly what my hair looked like the first day. She has it. It exists.
It's true. It's true.
I stopped in a store and a cashier I hadn't seen in a while. This is just this last week. Said,
have you got your cancer?
What? No. She said, you got your hair cut. And I said, And then I came back to the cash register and I said, I'm sorry. You said a nice thing and I made a rude noise. And I'm trying to teach myself to say thank you, because people notice there has been a change with my hair and they say nice things.
Apparently did that on purpose.
Apparently I did. I don't remember saying, please make me look like George Jones got drunk and cut his own hair with dull scissors. But that's the haircut I got. And I style it. And I work so hard on it to make it not look like George Jones got drunk.
You're doing quite well at that.
Thank you. I really do. And that's why people say, oh, you got your hair cut. And I'm like, I apologized. And they were like, take the bobby pins out of your hair and show us what it really looks like. And I said, no.
No.
I will not. And I told them I have a photograph of the first day that it was like this. And it looks like George Jones. And they're like, show us the photograph. And I said, no.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it was disastrous. And I am a grown up. And I really thought, because it had been decades. Melissa Manchester was still on the radio the last time I had a bad haircut.
Dang.
And I thought I was too grown up to cry over a bad haircut. Guess what? I am not.
Nope. And I don't blame you. I am right there with you. I'm like, how do we fix this? Have you considered a wig?
Oh, my God. I considered turbans. I really considered just getting turbans and covering up my head for however long it took. But I didn't. I've been styling it. I've been wearing scarves. This is the great thing that comes out of this. All the crap out of this year. I have. My sister was like, you got a bad haircut. I'm sending you some scarves. Oh, my God. I'm having the most fun with scarves.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Shared my addiction.
What an addiction. Here, have some heroin and scarves.
They will make your life better.
And they are. They're so
well, that's
fun.
A funny thing. It was our last episode where we talked about, why did I cut my hair? I look like a squirrel.
Isn't that funny? That's so funny, ironic. It's not funny at all.
It's not funny.
It's painful. Yeah, my hair, actually, in the last, I'm going to say 3 days, my hair has turned a corner.
Yay!
It's starting to sort of look okay without torturing it completely all the time to make it look halfway decent. But it was for weeks, every time I passed a mirror, every single time, and the world is full of mirrors and reflective surfaces. And every single time I passed one, I thought, oh, God, that's not me. Oh, it was so painful. And my sister wasn't here. And there were times, Amy, that I almost just threw in the towel, got online and bought the world's most expensive plane tickets to fly to Las Vegas to try to forget my sorrows and woes.
Because that's what Vegas is good for.
Yeah, that is what Vegas is good for. Because it's not even the worst thing that happened since the last time we podcasted. We also found out since the last time we podcasted, and someone pointed out, the past tense of podcast is podcast. And you're right. I just keep forgetting. I'm so sorry.
I casted my ballot. No, I guess I cast it, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You cast a ballot.
Yeah. Okay.
Since the last time we did a podcast, we also found out that the people that our dear older sister appointed as the executors of her estate didn't have a freaking clue what they were doing. They have screwed everything up. And I've had,
if somebody makes you an executor, you can figure out what an executor does.
Go talk to a lawyer and find out what an executor does. I've had to hire a lawyer, and we're having to go to court over.
Go back and do everything that the executor should have done.
Months ago, and starting all over from scratch. So, dear listeners, if anyone close to you dies and appoints you an executor, the first thing you should do is consult an attorney. You might not actually need to hire an attorney, but talk to them to find out what your actual legal obligations are.
In our case, since our older sister owned real estate, we really had to involve an attorney because of real estate law and all that wonderful, happy, slappy stuff.
But, all that great stuff.
Boy. So,
yeah.
And, and in the October list of things, it's just crummy October.
What?
My dog died.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my gosh.
I had to take him to the vet and have him put to sleep because he was so old and he couldn't stand up and he was wetting the bed and he was blind and he was, and I actually, when it came down to, oh, I came to his bed and I heard him crying. He was lying in his bed. He was, and I thought, this is not good. It's not good being a dog. So I had him put to sleep and good old Leon is gone now. And my parrot now, every time I turn around, the parrot is going, bye, Leon. He knows. He knows.
Oh, my gosh. Animals know. They do. And by the way, this is a recent revelation for me. There are two recent revelations for me. One, this continent was supposed to be covered by trees, and the fact that it's not is detrimental to our environment. And two, animals know more than we ever gave them credit for knowing.
Whoa, that's profound.
Well, thank you.
They are pretty smart. They're just into, because they don't have anything else. They don't have the internet.
Yeah.
So they're checking out the world and actual people and things.
Yes. And each other. And they also smell butts. And we don't. So God only knows what kind of information we would have about the universe if we did know how to smell butts.
What is this train of thought? It's like, we all need to smell people's butts. What are you drinking?
What? I'm not even, okay.
I asked you to drink before we podcast.
You did. I'm just doing what you told me to do, Amy. That's what little sisters do. We just do what our big sisters tell us to do. We get our hair cut and we drink. And we wear scarves.
Covered up with a scarf. Right. Speaking of scarves, do you have any particular scarf that might be especially useful to you or fond?
I don't know how to make this story. This story is... Gosh, how do I put this? This is one of the most important stories of my, one of the most important happy stories of my life, my lifetime experience. I'm a grown up. I'm a mature person. And I'm telling you, this is one of the most significant happy stories of my life. And some
You're
people
pregnant.
Get it. No, Jesus, my God, that would be a freaking tragedy. No. Some people get it and some people don't. And I don't know how to introduce this story for the impact that it deserves. So I'm just going to put it this way. I got a bad haircut. I got some scarves from my sister. Then I had a birthday. I got the most important scarf of my life. I'm going to cry from my sister.
Aww.
I got an Hermes, y'all. I got an Hermes. And I'm a grown-up, and you live your entire life, and you're a particular social strata. And I know I grew up with women who had Hermes scarves. I know I did. I know I've seen them my entire life. I know I've read about them, and I've seen them in fashion magazines, because I'm a chick. And you know what those things are, and they're beautiful, and you covet them, and you want them, and you go to college, and you get married, and you work through life, and somehow you never get an Hermes scarf.
Because it's ridiculous to spend that amount of money on a piece of cloth.
And I got one for my birthday, and it is the most beautiful thing. It's the most beautiful thing, and not only is it an Hermes scarf, and it is silk twill, and Oh, that fabric. If you have not held an Hermes scarf in your hands, I encourage you to go to New York or Las Vegas or L.A. or wherever they sell them and hold one. Just touch it, because that twill is the most amazing fabric, and the hand-rolled hem is just art. And then you've got the actual print, and the actual print that I have is the flacon print, which is perfume bottles. And you guys know I love the fragrances. It's the most beautiful thing. It's absolutely gorgeous. I cannot believe I own it. I look at it every day. I say goodbye to it every morning on my way to work. I do. I wore it three times the first week. I had it wrapped around my head, my really bad haircut, when I volunteered at the public radio station last week. And my husband announced to everyone in the volunteer room, this is an Hermes and this is her first one. And everyone gasped. Ooh. Yes, they were like, ooh, it's so pretty. And then later in the evening, people came in and he said it again. And they were like, oh, an Hermes. It's an amazing experience. I cannot believe I'm finally living it. And it's absolutely gorgeous.
Well, I want you to know, this is kind of payback for the most fabulous gift that I ever got.
Hmm.
And I have to say, the number one gift of all time that I have ever gotten came in a little wicker basket on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Yes. My mother and my sister had said, Amy has always admired the Persian cats. And I had. And they went and got me the most beautiful smoky gray Persian kitten. And I named her Heisi, which is a kind of crystal that's collectible. And
she was a good cat. She was a really good cat.
She was a good cat. She would, well, that first, when she showed up on Christmas, and there's a long, long story I don't even want to go into. They hid her in a house that was under renovation. And Christmas morning, they had to go fetch her from the house. And we're all sitting down to open presents. And it's like, no, you have to open this one first. Oh, but if it's really that great, maybe I should save it for
later. No, you got to open this one first.
Open it. And they put it in my hands and it moved. And I took the top off the basket. And it was the most gorgeous cat. And then she sat on the desk and mooed.
The other cat walked into the room and this mooing started, and we're all looking around. What on earth is that noise? And we realized it was emanating from the Persian cat. And that was a really good cat, and we loved her for years and years. She was a really good cat. She was a good cat.
And she had a baby named Bartholomew.
Uh-huh.
Because he was a great, huge, big old fat, fuzzy Persian cat, and he would go, mew.
It was ridiculous. When I started dating my husband, he would chase Bartholomew around the house, and Bartholomew was completely, oh my God, what is wrong with that guy? Oh, it was
Bartholomew
great.
Was great and beautiful. And so anyway, that was my, I have to say, I think that was my best present of all time.
Well, I really think my Hermes was the best present of all time. So tit for tat, Amy. Cat for scarf. We're even. I have no idea where we go from here. I really don't know.
Because, I'll give you $10 and say, Merry Christmas.
Now I'm buying knockoff scarves from China online.
They're so fun. I have a knockoff Gucci and a knockoff Dior and three or four knockoff Louis Vuitton.
Oh, thank you, China, for making cheap knockoffs. We really appreciate it.
Yep, that was great.
That's the trade-off. Yeah.
That's oh, my gosh.
So have you been doing anything in Las Vegas, Amy?
Well, no, I have been really kind of bored. Oh, no. Well, no, take it back. It has not been all that boring. I have had a great time. My boss, let's just get the, since we're on the horrible October, my boss, Satan, had a triple bypass.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's it's freaks. Like one day I'm at work and the next day he's not there. And the big boss says he's not going to be here for a while. And
no explanation.
After a couple of weeks, no, they're just like, oh, it's a mystery. Ooh.
Oh, come on. Tell us what's going on.
I'm not at liberty to tell you exactly what's going on.
And hepatitis it's like, oh, C.
My. Exactly. Did you start going, well, does he have Ebola? What? And it turned out they tried to put a stent in and that didn't work. And they tried to roto-rooter it and that didn't work. And they finally had to cut the guy open and do a triple bypass because he had like 90% blockages. And
that's bad.
So, yeah, that's bad. Okay. But now he's going to heal for about 6 weeks and he'll be okay. That's the wonderful thing about what they can do these days.
Yeah,
you know,
medicine is pretty awesome.
When he just started not being there, I started thinking, oh, my gosh, what if it's cancer? And that's one of those things that is really you don't know whether they're going to beat it or not. But now his surgery was successful. He's going to be okay. So that was that drama. But in happy news, the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic, a.k.a. VIMF, was held. I enunciate a VIMF. at the D, which is really pretty cool. And I got to see some of our favorite listeners, the fabulous Lynn in New Jersey and Roy from Indiana. Those were the big ones for me.
I'm going to get to see Lynn later this month.
Yay! Lynn is a jet setter, isn't she?
She really is. And she was in East Tennessee last spring, like late winter, early spring, and I couldn't get up to see her, but she's coming this month and I am absolutely determined. I am definitely going to see her this month. So hi Lynn. Hey, hi Lynn.
She's coming for Dollywood.
Yeah. What the hell? Dollywood's so awesome and I'm not. I mean, why doesn't she come to Knoxville? I mean, we've got like really great.
What's the roller coaster in Knoxville?
There are no roller coasters, but we've got the Sun Sphere.
Yeah. What's in the Sun Sphere these days?
There's a nightclub or something in the Sun Sphere. Why are you asking me hard questions? Yeah. We got great restaurants on Gay Street and in Market Square. Come to Knoxville.
Knoxville is really very nice, very livable. It always makes the list of livable cities, doesn't it?
It does now, and we talked about that a great deal in our last episode. I still want to move there really bad.
It's a nice place.
Yeah.
Someday, Bay. Someday.
Yeah.
Now that your house is getting put together from a tree falling on it.
I think it's really funny that we talked about how if Martha Ann's estate sells, then maybe I can get this house fixed up. And it turns out between last podcast and this podcast, I'm having to go and get everything started all over again.
Yeah. And I'm in Las Vegas going, hey, good luck with that.
Yeah, that sucks. Oh, my God. I'm so
Here's
sorry.
A piece of silk.
I'm going to have some pie tie. Yeah. Bitch.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just sorry I don't live out there. Honest to goodness, I was on a message board somewhere, just scrapbookers or crafters or something, and someone posted the topic, if you didn't live where you live, where would you like to live? And I thought, Las Vegas, I would have been near my sister.
And it's a cliche. I've gotten to where it's when people say, what's it like to live in Las Vegas? And I always say, it's a great place to live, but I wouldn't want to visit there.
It's so perfect.
True. I like living here. The weather is, you know, stay out of the sun in August. But
yeah.
Other than that, the weather is great. It doesn't rain all the time. There's world-class dining and shopping and entertainment. And if you like to gamble, that's here too. But I've learned not to do that because, well, something had to pay for all those big fancy buildings.
Yeah.
But I love living here and it's all right here. But if you visit, you're on the strip. And that's cray cray. It's just insane.
I have a friend who has to go to Las Vegas fairly frequently, I think 3 or 4 times a year for conferences, and she hates it. And I keep telling her, you must ask me when you're going what to do, and I will give you an itinerary of things to do in Las Vegas that will make you completely forget this is, quote, Las Vegas, end quote.
Who because needs to sin in Sin City?
It's just a beautiful town.
Things yeah. to do.
I know. We're the freaks. We are never going to be the featured guests on 500 by Midnight because we are not the typical Las Vegas lovers. We're the atypical Las Vegas lovers.
I don't have the money to be those people.
Again, no.
That's the thing for me. I just am like, wow, $25 blackjack.
Are you kidding? No. I'm sorry. I have to interject this just really quick. I saw a cartoon recently that said, I'm not addicted to gambling. I'm addicted to sitting in the semicircle.
Was that a New Yorker?
I don't know.
It's really good.
Yeah, that's a blackjack table. Okay, what was your thing?
The craps machine. There is a machine for playing craps, and it has a great big dice shaker in the middle. Mm-hmm. And it goes bump, 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 and the dice shake around. And everybody sits around this great big machine. And you, if you are the shooter, you push the button to roll the dice. And it's just like a croupier. And you could do all the same bets, and it's really small bets, like a buck a piece or something like that.
That sounds like my craps game.
Let's go to Hooters.
All right, y'all. Let's go to Hooters.
I got them at Hooters.
We'll get some wings and a couple of drinks, and we'll play some craps.
Woo! It's better than going to Doodles. I'm sorry, inside joke, but that was a place that was in Knoxville when I was in college, and my roommate would go, let's go to Doodles.
Yeah. We need to go to Doodle. There was a barbecue place recently. It came into business and it went out of business. It was outside of Knoxville proper. And every time we passed it, I said, let's go to Doodles. And I'm thinking, was this the same roommate who also said, honey, quick, turn on Phil Donahue. There's a man setting his weenie on fire.
Yes, that was the same girl. And it's true. On Phil Donahue, there was a man setting his weenie on fire. So, ah, 80s. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. The 80s were awesome.
Woo! Because it was so wild back then, these male exotic dancers. What are you going to do?
I set his
set
weenie,
your weenie on fire.
I miss Phil Donahue. I really do.
Oh, goodness. Mm. You know, and I think the art of weenie catching on fire has been lost. I haven't seen any flaming weenies lately.
Well, I haven't been to any male strip clubs or any of those Thunder from Down Under. I've never been to. That's also in Las Vegas, and we never go.
Chippendales. I've never been. Let's go to that the next time.
Okay. Next time I'm up there, we'll go see some male strippers.
But I want to see some weenies on fire.
If anyone knows of any Las Vegas shows that has men sitting their weenies on fire, please let us know at amy@gritstoglitz.com or bay@gritstoglitz.com.
I thought you were going to leave it at that. Just let Amy know because she's the one who likes flaming weenies.
Or flaming weenies @gritstoglitz.com. Our yes. email works yes. well. Okay.
Wait. I have one last question for you before we call this a podcast.
Okay.
What elevator at your building is the safe elevator? Is there a safe elevator at your building?
There are 5 elevators in my building. You want to get an elevator 3 or elevator 5. elevator one hasn't run in 3 years, so that's okay. Not even an option. But all you right. do not want to get in two, and you definitely don't want to get into four. If four opens up, you just reach inside and punch a button and let it go away.
Go away. Seriously, you do this, right?
Yes, seriously. I do not get an elevator four. It did a free fall for two stories with the secretary from the office next door. And the office next door just installed a beautiful glass front door with their logo etched into it just 2 months ago. I'm not kidding. 2 months ago. They installed this beautiful door. And then this secretary last week got into elevator number four. It went up to the eighth floor. It's supposed to come to the ninth. It goes up to the eighth floor and free fell two floors before the brakes caught it. She was bruised from falling. She was screaming. The lights were out. I mean, it was the whole nine yards. It very slowly lowered her back to the first floor. And she has not gotten into an elevator since then.
She takes the stairs.
She takes the stairs.
Ninth floor.
And her boss, the head of the firm next door, wrote to the building managers a really stern letter. And apparently the response she got did not make her happy, because she came to our office and let us know that she is breaking her lease and getting out of the building as soon as possible.
And she doesn't specialize in personal injury, does she?
No, she's intellectual property.
Okay, because I would say that's trauma. That's that if she's bruised, don't know, she might have whiplash.
She might have whiplash. She could have spinal. There are all kinds of things that she could have from that whole thing. She was absolutely terrified. She didn't stay at work that day. She was shaking for the entire time that I saw
her. Poor thing.
I absolutely shaking. And I don't like the elevators in our building, but I've never had a free fall. Our elevators have a tendency to do interesting things, like go up instead of going down and go down instead of going up. I have been taken to the basement and then paused for a couple of minutes and then taken to the first floor. And with the whole time with me punching buttons and starting to think, really and truly, how do I get out of here if these doors don't open? I've never had a free fall incident, and that has actually happened in my building now.
Well, let's just say if you're going to have that, it would have happened in October, because
it would have. Freaking sucks. Cursed. Oh, my God. What a bad October. Except for my scarf. Best present ever.
Yay. And you know what happens in November?
You come home.
I'm coming to Tennessee. And you know what's great about that?
What's great about that?
You're going to feed me your Thanksgiving dinner. Y'all, it is worth the plane ticket. If you don't have any plans for Thanksgiving, let me recommend Bay's House.
We've got an extra seat at the table this year. Yay!
Oh.
No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Well, okay.
Okay, thanks for listening, you guys. I can't believe, if you've made it this far, you know, more power to you. You're awesome.
It's got to get better from here, really and truly.
It's already turned a corner.
Tell us your nightmare stories from October. We want to hear. We feel your pain.
We do. We really do. And you're the best. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, guys.
Greasy coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you wanna break the old routine, grind up some greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy coffee beans. Greasy coffee beans. Greasy coffee beans.
color are you wearing on your nails these days?
Oh, it's the most beautiful color, and I have to go look up the name of it, but it's like both gray and kind of lavender brown. It's really awesome.
It sounds weird.
It makes me so happy. It really does. Yeah. I can't remember the name of it, but it's something like distressed.
I'm sure you feel right at home.
Oh,
next they'll come out with a color called shit, 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 shit.
Oh, yes.
There's the question. What kind of depressing name does your nail polish have? Shit, shit, shit.
We can't podcast. I'm laughing too hard.
That's what podcasting is about.
Oh, wait, I have to take off my glasses and cry.
We can't podcast. Everything is too bad. All the news is bad.